Among the most precious finds at this year's Gem and Mineral shows were the fossilized remains of a creature that roamed the Earth's surface more than 65 million years ago. The Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton stands 12 feet high and 38 feet long. He's snarling, bearing ferocious fangs. His name is Russell, and he's for sale. Russell was on display in a showroom off Oracle Road by Tucson-based GeoDecor. Owner Thomas Lindgren says GeoDecor excavates and prepares dinosaurs as part of a range of prehistoric fossils.
Basically, the finest masterpieces the Earth has ever produced naturally.
Lindgren sells his pieces to museums, corporations, and the public. He has some small affordable fossils, but most of his pieces go to the super rich. The company's website showcases a portfolio of prehistoric fish and plants embedded into limestone, decorating luxury bathrooms and kitchen sinks.
It's so much fun to walk into a building in Southern California. You come into the lobby and suddenly there's a huge school of fossil fishes swimming across the wall in these limestone.
Russell's price tag is $2.9 million, and he sits in the midst of a brewing conflict between commercial collectors who sell their pieces to the highest bidders and paleontologists who stress the scientific importance of these ancient fossils. Thomas Carr is the director of the Carthage Institute of Paleontology in Wisconsin.
All dinosaur fossils are important in terms of the information that they contain about extinct life, and when such fossils are sold to private individuals, that information is forever lost.
Under U.S. law, the collection of fossils on public lands is restricted to researchers with permits, but fossils found on private land are private property.
In the United States, we have a right to sell, keep, display, whatever we want to, as long as it's our personal property.
Lindgren says despite strained relations with the scientific community, he doesn't just sell scientifically important pieces to the highest bidder.
We've done everything that we possibly think we can to make sure that if it's an important specimen for science, we give them every opportunity to actually put that science to test.
But Thomas Carr says commercial collectors just granting access to scientists isn't enough.
According to the ethics of my profession, we cannot study fossils that are not in a real museum because there's no guarantee that in private hands those fossils will be conserved adequately. So right now, I can't go and study the T-Rex named Russell. I just can't touch it. And for each Tyrannosaurus skeleton, I collect over 11,000 data points that would go toward extending our understanding of the evolution and biology of Tyrannosaurus.
There are those that say, because it was commercially collected, it has no value. All of a sudden, they won't even attempt to acquire it for their museums without ever looking at it. How can you say it has no value if you don't look at the record keeping that was done, the collection methods that were used, and the fact that these are collected by people that are immensely qualified? We're professionals.
Commercial fossil hunters have a long history working with paleontologists. One fossil hunter named Charles Sternberg worked with dozens of museums and universities from the 1870s to the 1920s. But the current bonanza in the commercial market is usually traced back to 1997, when the most complete T-Rex skeleton ever found, called Sue, was auctioned by private collectors. Chicago's Field Museum acquired Sue, but private donors, including McDonald's and the Walt Disney Corporation, footed a large portion of her $8.4 million price tag. Thomas Carr says these sorts of auctions are driving prices up, making fossils virtually unattainable by most museums and scientists. On the other hand, Thomas Lindgren of GeoDecor says most fossils will eventually make their way into museum collections.
The concern is, this T-Rex could end up in a billionaire's atrium or something. But will it always be there, or eventually will he donate that to a museum?
Russell, Lindgren's T-Rex, was discovered on a ranch in Montana. Another prominent fossil trader, and until this year a regular dealer at the Tucson Gem and Mineral shows, Floridian Eric Procopi, brought the more nefarious sides of the fossil trade to the fore in 2012 when he auctioned a Tyrannosaurus butter for just over $1 million. It was later proven that Procopi's skeleton was illegally smuggled from Mongolia, where commercial exploration of dinosaur bones is strictly banned. Procopi's dinosaur has since been repatriated, and the trader faces 17 years in prison. But Thomas Carr says a lack of regulation means that illegal fossils make their way into the commercial market. Lindgren, on the other hand, says that while cases like Procopi's bring bad press for his industry, he doesn't believe further regulation is required.
We try and police ourselves because we don't want a bad name. And someone that gives us a bad name, we blackball. We won't deal with them. We won't buy from them.
Over the course of the 2 weeks that Lindgren opened his doors to the public in Tucson, a number of fossils on display in his showroom were carefully packed into crates and shipped to buyers around the world. But when the 2014 Gem and Mineral shows came to a close, Russell remained frozen mid-snarl, where he'll stay until Lindgren finds a buyer. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Vanessa Barchfield.